I'm your tax dost and tax host, Anthony Williams, and you're listening to Tax Dosti, Tax Friendship podcast. Welcome and welcome to Tax Dosti 2.0. We have rebranded our Tax Dosti podcast, and now our podcast will be in English. And the purpose of these podcasts are to help you navigate, understand, learn the tax laws and the implications for your assets and your businesses in Pakistan regarding the tax laws. I'm your host and tax dost, Anthony Williams, and we'll be talking about different tax laws, including the income tax, the sales tax, the service tax, as well as other financial tax laws on this broadcast. So stay tuned and enjoy our broadcast. Thank you. I'm your tax dost and tax host, Anthony Williams. And first of all, we'll be talking about the income tax law of Pakistan. The title of the law is Income Tax Ordinance 2001 and its rules, Income Tax Rules 2002. So it's about 18 years old, and basically it differentiates between two kind of people. People living in Pakistan, they may be Pakistanis or non-Pakistanis belonging to other nationalities, and Pakistanis living abroad, those are non-resident Pakistanis. So the law basically says that there are resident taxpayers and there are non-resident taxpayers. So if you are outside of Pakistan and if you visit Pakistan for less than 183 days in a financial year, which starts from every 1st of July to 30th June of the next year. So between this time, if you are in Pakistan, living in Pakistan for more than 183 days, which is roughly 6 months, you're a resident taxpayer. And if you don't live in Pakistan for this time period, you're a non-resident taxpayer. You may or may not be a Pakistani. So if you're a Pakistani, you are a resident Pakistani taxpayer. And if you're non-resident, you're a non-resident Pakistani taxpayer. This podcast is only for those people. If you are a resident Pakistani taxpayer, then you have to file your tax returns every year after June for all the income you earned inside Pakistan and outside Pakistan, as well as declare all your assets and liabilities in your wealth statement for all the assets owned in Pakistan and outside of Pakistan. And if you are a non-resident Pakistani and if you have earned any income in Pakistan, then only you have to file your tax return for after June for the income that you have earned in Pakistan. And you don't have to file your wealth statement declaring your assets in Pakistan or outside of Pakistan. So I hope that this simple but basic information is helpful for you, because there are many practices going on and you have to understand your residential status in terms of tax laws. That is the income tax law we are talking about. And if you're a non-resident, you only have to file your income tax return and declare your Pakistan source income, income earned in Pakistan. If you're a resident Pakistani, you need to do a lot of paperwork, that is declare all your assets, income and liabilities in Pakistan. You're listening to Tax Dosti podcast. I'm your tax host and tax dost, Anthony Williams. Thank you. Now let's turn to people who are not Pakistanis but living in Pakistan, earning in Pakistan. With the CPEC going on, there is a lot of economic activity in Pakistan nowadays. The year is 2019, and people who are here because they are working here but are not Pakistanis. But the tax law does not differentiate between foreign nationals and Pakistanis. So if you are involved in economic activity, and right now we're just talking about the general principle. Further on in other podcasts, we'll be discussing if you are earning income or getting a salary. So what should be your what should be the implications of tax laws on your income? So if you are a foreign national from China, from any other country, and you're working here, so, and if you are living here more than 183 days out of 365 days of the financial year that starts from 1st of July every year and ends on 30th of June next year, so you have to file your tax returns and declare all your income, income earned in Pakistan as well as income earned in other countries, as well as declare all your assets and your liabilities in owned in Pakistan and outside of Pakistan. So when you visit Pakistan, when you work here, this may be a consideration for you to have your residential status checked and know that if you live more than 6 months in Pakistan, then according to tax laws, you have to declare all of your income and assets all over the world. And if you live in Pakistan for less than 6 months, then you have to only declare the income that you earned in Pakistan, and you don't have to declare the income earned outside Pakistan, as well as all the assets owned by you, even in Pakistan or outside of Pakistan. So resident or non-resident taxpayer status in Pakistan is generally the same as all over the world in tax laws. So you might, as a foreign national, check, want to see where the amount of stay, and there are very specific rules regarding the entry and exit and how the days are counted to count up to 183 days out of 365. So you may need to consult a professional, a tax consultant, a chartered accountant, a tax advocate, or any other professional in your country or in Pakistan to see whether when you start working here or start earning income here or invest or bring your assets, so what are the starting tax implications for you. You are listening to Tax Dosti podcast. I'm your host and tax dost, Anthony Williams. Thank you very much. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.